Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Talk a little bit about him. Who is he? Ah, he's the guy the Cavaliers drafted last night with that 49th pick, 19th in the second round. And then Salo Niang, right? Is that what we said? Is that what we say his name?
I guess so. We don't need to know. He's going to Italy.
Yeah, he's going to Bologna.
We've got at least a year to figure it out.
All right, so let's worry about Proctor then. Should we assume that?
When I lived in Texas, my first place I lived in was on Proctor Street.
Oh,
there you go.
Can you feel the good omens going now?
I think
so. We got that going.
You know what? There's things happening.
Which is nice.
So we'll have a three.
It gets big.
Meredith said today her best friend's friend, it's her birthday. And then I was listening this morning. It is Ken Carmen's birthday. We'll give him a shout out.
Happy birthday, Ken.
And it is also. It is also our daughter's birthday today. So
I didn't know we had a daughter.
Not you, my wife and I. Yeah, not you and I, but she enters another decade. So I get a little bit older, and we're
changes from a one to a two.
Yes, that is correct.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, so it's a big deal. Very excited though, going out to dinner tonight. Very, very excited about this. I'll tell you about it on Monday.
Oh, good.
Does that sound better?
Yeah.
All right. So happy birthday. We love you. Thank you.
I guarantee I know where you're going. I'll tell you later.
I know you can probably write it down in 30 seconds. You know exactly where I'm going. All right, so last night, what'd you think? First of all, there's a million different ways to look at the draft, of course. And there's a million different ways to look at the draft. Ours was boring. You've got four of the best analysts in the NBA last night. And I was like,
it was Bobby Marks, Bob Meyer, Wendy.
Yeah.
Jay Billis.
Like,
that was a great crew they had us last night.
I mean, those
should have rolled them out on night number one.
Yeah, why didn't they?
I don't know.
Makes too much sense. I just don't get day two. Did you like the show? I felt like those guys were
underutilized. Well, the Cavs had two picks, so I was paying attention.
But I was too, and then I was very disappointed in the fact that when they took Proctor, they were in break. I was like,
but that's the way that goes. They still gave him, you know.
Yeah, they gave him props.
They analyzed it and did a nice job talking about it.
All right, so are you what was your thought when you saw Proctor? I said guard. Okay, I kind of think I know where they're going with this thing, but he's not 5'11", so I kind of enjoyed that.
We got that going for us. This is not to downplay anything that Tyrese Proctor might be able to do in his career.
Mm-hmm.
My thought was this: guy who started for Duke. Can shoot the ball a little bit. Seems to move it, and he's Australian. That's nice. Delhi lives. Okay.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Kyrie.
No, I went Delhi.
You don't give Kyrie a lot of props on his Australian heritage, do you?
No, not a ton, but that's okay.
He was born there.
He was born there, yeah. His dad was playing ball over there.
Mm-hmm.
So any second round pick, you have to think this way about it. Huh. Okay, that's interesting. Maybe he can make it in the league. Good luck to him. That's what I think about Tyrese Proctor. If you think anything more, then you're delusionally optimistic. And that's okay. That's what fandom's all about. This is the third time in 4 years the Cavaliers have had the 49th pick in the draft. Anybody know that?
No.
They've been in that spot three of the last 4 years. Isn't that odd?
That is odd.
By the way,
mm-hmm.
And just so you know, how has that worked out?
Yes.
I know you're wondering, aren't you, Andy?
Dan, are you wondering how has that worked out?
I haven't wondered anything more than this.
Hmm. All right, now you have,
in 2022, it worked out beautifully. Why?
Why?
Because you kept Evan Mobley happy so that he'd sign his extension by drafting his brother.
Ah,
nepotism. All right.
In 2023,
did the Jameses do that last year?
Just
want to make sure.
In 2023, you made every Cavs fan who caught 4 minutes of a Mac game happy by drafting Amani Bates. How's that worked out so far?
And
this year you draft Tyrese Proctor. Hopefully that works out better than the last two have worked out. But it's okay. It's second round of the NBA draft, middle to deep part of the second round. Maybe Tyrese Proctor can play, and maybe he can help. One thing that I thought was really interesting that was pointed out last night by the outstanding analyst that they had on the telecast,
yes,
was agents throughout the NBA who have clients who they think were going to get drafted last night were begging for their clients to get drafted by the Cavaliers at 49. And the reason why?
Because they got a shot.
Because the Cavs were in such a position with the second apron and all that stuff that they were going to make sure that this was a guaranteed roster spot.
Yeah, so I'm saying they got a shot.
Well, they don't have a shot. They have a job.
100%?
Wow. They're going to sign him to a multi-year contract.
That's a great deal for him.
That's the rule.
Yeah.
Or not the rule, but that's what everybody said. And they're going to do that because they're strapped. So financially, it's a great move for the Cavaliers as long as the kid can play. So hopefully they can bring him along. Mike Gansey said last night, the GM of the Cavs, he probably came over and went to Duke a year too early. So maybe that's the case. But, you know, played a good program, has an outside shot. He's 6'5", not 6'1".
It gives the Cavaliers a chance to develop him. How confident are you that the Cavaliers can develop a player?
We'll see. I don't mean that in a negative way.
Right.
I mean, we'll see. Guys taken in the second round of the NBA draft are the equivalents of taking guys in the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds of the NFL draft. In fact, you might even say there's a better chance that the guys who are fifth, sixth, and seventh round picks, I think Terry Pluto had a stat in the column that was something like 10 or 12% of those guys become NFL starters. If 10 to 12% of second round draft choices become starters in the NBA, I'd be stunned. Doesn't mean you can't find one. I mean, they're all over the place. But hopefully, Proctor is a guy that they've liked and looked at and think it will be a nice fit. I don't mind an offensive-minded guy who can shoot a three, Andy, because I don't know that they really have that. You know?
Jeff, when's the last time, and I'm just kind of looking through this, if you come up with a name off the top of your head, I'll be excited. When's the last time the Cavaliers developed a player that they drafted outside of the top 10.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And I'm being generous with top 10.
Oh, they've had more than a few.
I mean, this is going to sound really...
I mean, I know that during the LeBron days, they really just didn't need to, but go ahead.
This is going to sound silly, but like, how far do you mean developed? Like, Dean Wade is a success story of the Cleveland Cavalier organization.
And Dean was an undrafted free agent.
Right.
I'm talking about drafted, but I know, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh, Carlos Boozer, Mark Price, that goes way back.
But I'm going back just kind of looking at
Jetty Osmond.
Dylan Windler was 26.
Jetty was solid. Yeah, Jetty was a solid NBA player for us.
Wow.
I mean, Darius was a fifth overall pick. I'll be honest, I don't look at guys taken high and think you develop them because you expect them to be good. You really do.
But still, they come into the league so young now. You know, it's not like...
You know who was good?
Joe Harris.
Joe really developed elsewhere.
Yeah.
You know, they did draft Joe.
He was 33rd.
But he was developed elsewhere.
I just remember Sergei Karasov. Remember how excited we were about him in 13? Oh, Sergei Karasov.
May have had the best-looking girlfriend in Cavalier history.
Does that count for anything?
No. But by God.
Ooh, Jay Crowder would have been a good
Sergei Karasov won the lottery. Good
Jay,
for him.
Jay Crowder would have been good if he would have stayed, if they could have had him stay. He was a 34th.
Booby was okay. Daniel Gibson had moments as a second-round pick.
Yeah, all right, all right. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But still, you got to go back, and you're like,
yeah, I know.
You
seriously, and there've been a lot of misses. You know, DeJuan Wagner and Sagana job.
How should you feel about it? You know, that's the whole thing. Do you expect them to do that?
Sagana job, one of the nicest fellas. Now an assistant coach in the NBA, actually a G League coach, I believe, for Toronto.
I'm going to take a quick phone call here, too, because I want your reaction to what they did last night, but I'm not expecting much. I mean, look, you're talking about a second-round pick, and like I just said...
You keep your fingers crossed, Andy, yeah, and you hope the guy can play.
You're kind of just, you know, looking at that.
And if he does, congratulations. That's really good.
216-474-0092, the mayor of Brooklyn, Ken. Hello, Mayor.
Hi, Ken.
How are you? You knew I was calling today, right, Jeff?
Yeah, your dude went to Charlotte. I was disappointed for you.
Hey, Jeff, listen. Just give me some runway here.
Go.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted the guy that went to Charlotte.
Yep.
And on the CBS Sports app, he was the only, the guy that reviewed the draft, he was the only guy that got an A+ in the whole second round. So when they call me the mayor, I know what the heck I'm talking about. Okay?
Why? Because one guy from CBS said that agreed with what you said.
No. I didn't elect him.
Who does call you the mayor?
Who does call you? Who made you the mayor, by the way? Who made that? How'd you get that?
Michael Reagai.
Hey, right. My buddy Michael.
All right, we do like Michael.
So. Michael, if you're listening, I hope you're doing well.
Okay. We respect that, yes, okay.
You know, so, yeah, what we did here is this. I would like to know what size these guys are, because I've seen Proctors from 6'4 to 6'6.
Okay, I see 6'4", 183 is what I saw.
Okay, whatever. Okay?
And you just asked. I want to know what. I just told you.
Okay,
keep going.
Okay. All right. The other guy has been noted at 6'7 to 6'9. So with shoes, without shoes, where are we at here, okay? Just everybody clarify that for me. And I appreciate you doing that, Andy. Proctor, I want everybody to understand this. He was the last guy drafted on that off that team.
Yeah.
And he's going to play the point. When Mike says he's got size, that means that kid's going to play the point, not the two. He's going to be a backup point guard.
Which wouldn't be bad, Ken.
Okay, I understand that.
Yeah, as long as he can stick and contribute, then it's a successful second-round pick.
But the thing is, I said last night, I told Jake, I said, go get me a big, okay?
Yeah,
now, it sounds to me like, it sounds like to me that the opportunity was with the Nets because they had five first-rounders, and I can't believe they used all five first-rounders. I guess they tried. The way it sounds, they tried. And they knew the guy I wanted, okay? And at least they listened a little bit.
I'm glad they did, Ken.
I'm just disappointed that they didn't go get that kid, because I'm telling you, this kid is going to be a real player. The Rasir Fleming was probably the only other guy that anybody really wanted in the second round.
Hey, Ken, let me add to your disappointment. I was disappointed. I threw out the name of the kid who is the leading scorer in the country, Eric
Villanova,
Dixon from Villanova. Yeah. Why would you not take a guy who might stick instead of drafting a guy who you're going to stash in Italy? And he was about the first guy signed after the draft, signed a two-way contract with the Lakers.
You know who else too that I would have taken to?
Nembhard?
No, I would have taken Golden from Michigan.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Mayor, thank you. I was going to give you the opportunity to stand on
Kenny,
your Kawhi Leonard platform that you stood on for years. Goodbye. Thank you, Mayor.
Yeah, I know.
And he was right.
He was.
He was right about Kawhi Leonard, and no one listened. Maybe he should have had his own team. Maybe he could be a fan consultant for someone. Where are we going with this thing? That's my biggest question. So the Cavs had two picks last night. You know, obviously they were late picks. I mean, I don't know what kind of impact Proctor's going to have on this team moving into next season.
Hopefully, if he could be a rotational player, Andy, success.
Mm.
Major success.
All right, there's other reasons to be optimistic. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.